Back office staff workers perform duties that essentially keep the UW system a well-oiled machine. They're the people who work in payroll and the IT department. They're the maintenance crew who empty the trash in the classrooms and vacuum the hallways, like this custodian at UW La Crosse. These non-instructional campus employees often feel nervous when discussions about budget cuts and creating efficiencies come up. Denise Aaron is the chair of UW-Whitewater's University Staff Council and the Recreational Sports Office Manager. She says morale is low right now, with some employees looking to retire and others fearing they're replaceable.
Like, we'll never be those people that are prized employees because we only provide support. We're not the people on stage that are visible every day. We're the people in the background.
Aaron says it's good that the UW system wants to take a hard look at business practices and says there's always room for improvement. But she says staff feel like they need to protect themselves and their jobs right now. Regardless, Aaron says any business decision should have a limited impact on the students.
That's kind of really the goal overall. We're here to help them, and we're here to help them learn and succeed in the world, and we need to do that as painlessly as possible.
The back office analysis is underway throughout the UW system. President Ray Cross says he's trying to show the public and legislators that it's responsible and can be held accountable.
Should we do what we can to reduce costs and to drive our savings into the classroom for the benefit of students and their families and the public? Yes. It's hard to argue with these outcomes.
Cross talks about streamlining business operations, but says it's too early to say if this will result in layoffs. He says it could mean moving people into other positions or even approaching purchasing differently. Cross used to head up UW Colleges and UW Extension, which is often looked to as the poster child of efficiencies within the system. For its 13 campuses and online education program, it has one centralized financial aid office, one registrar's office, and is currently creating one human resources department. Vice Chancellor for Administrative and Financial Services, Steve Wildeck, says it's yet to be seen if the colleges and extension model can be duplicated on a system-wide level and is easier said than done. Plus, he says UW system administration is already quite lean.
I certainly support the president's intent, and that is to review major functions to make sure that we're not duplicating efforts across the system and across our institutions that perhaps don't need to be done on the ground many times over locally when it can be done once in a consolidated unit.
The UW system is working with Chicago-based Huron Consulting Group on the effort to find efficiencies and savings. Through this process, UW System predicts it will spend up to $322,000 in consulting fees to take a hard look at system administration. Huron is also working with several other UW campuses. President Ray Cross says he hopes to present recommendations on business practices in 4 to 6 months. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.